you went inside the prison to sit down with him, and I can't imagine what that was like. I just want to give you the chance to describe that for us and tell us what happened.
Unbelievable. Exactly as you can imagine, Kim, just really very shocking and chilling, bone-curdling, and all those kind of words. I mean, I think it took us, you know, more than a week to get over it. He is extremely relaxed, smiles all the time, completely convinced of his innocence, and says things that, I mean, your audience will so understand this. Talks so nicely about his wonderful, wonderful friend, George Tiller, the abortion doctor from Kansas, who he described as a wonderful human being. He has an answer for everything. I mean, when you think of a normal human being in prison for the rest of their lives with no prospect of ever being free again, you can imagine the person would be at least, you know, downhearted or bleak or sad or depressed. None of those words apply to Kermit Gosnell. He is extremely happy. He's reading a lot, listening to music, taking lots of exercise. And, you know, we sat in a room with him. It was an open room. I had always this idea that I would be behind plexiglass or some kind of, you know, I'd be speaking on a phone. Not at all. It was an open room. Other inmates were there with their loved ones. He sat far too close in my personal space, which was, and I had nowhere to go because I was right up against a wall and had his legs on both sides of my legs. Mm. So I was really trapped, and then touched my leg continuously. At one point, he sang. He was explaining how much he loved the music of Jacques Brel, who's a very famous French kind of romantic singer, and couldn't remember the name of the famous Jacques Brel song, which I reminded him was Je ne quitte pas, Don't Ever Leave Me. And then he started singing that to me in French. So it's chilling. And I asked him very direct questions, very hard questions about why did he redo the ultrasounds, you know, for example. That was one question that I asked him. And you know, he said, you know, he would, every now and again, he'd say, oh, you know about that. And then he would just lie. He just lied all the time. He lied about the Mother's Day massacre. He lied about absolutely everything that he did, and spoke about himself as if he were a god, as if he were, you know, a superhuman kind of person. Spoke about how ridiculously intelligent he was, much more intelligent than normal people, you know, because I was trying to pin him down on the ultrasounds, and he said, well, you see, the problem is, you know, most people just don't understand mathematics. But I've never met anyone quite like him.
The point there is that he was altering the dates of women to skirt the law as to when he could or could not be performing abortions after 24 weeks.
Correct. What he would do is, and one of the people who took to the stand, in fact, one of his patients, was handed her own medical file and had to go through it, where there were three separate ultrasounds for the same, you know, for the same pregnancy, for the same baby. And what he would do was, you know, because initially he would do the ultrasound, and it might be 30 weeks or 31 weeks or more. And if you manipulate the ultrasound, you can make the baby look smaller. And so he would do that. And so that woman, who was, I think, 31 weeks pregnant, you know, eventually they managed it down to 24 weeks, which was legal, which is legal in Pennsylvania. And this is what he did all the time. And, of course, there is no explanation for him redoing ultrasounds. And all of the staff, when they took to the stand, all of them said this is the reason he redid the ultrasounds, was until he got the number he wanted. And at one stage, I was really pinning him down on that, and he was basically saying, then he switches gears very quickly. He's very plausible. He's very, it's the banality of evil is how I kind of described it. Mm-hmm. But he said at one stage, you know, well, I'm really good at my hands. And he sort of shows these hands that he has. He has really large hands. He has really large feet. And he shows these hands. Well, I'm really good at my hands. You know, I really don't need an ultrasound at all to tell what the age of the baby is. He's just extraordinary. I mean, he really would. He took my breath away, to be honest with you. I have never been in the presence of evil to that extent before. I've met some really bad people, but this is a totally different situation.